welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com, where all things, especially the women, are beautiful, hot, and sexy, including especially the woman we have with us today, Gina Austin. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Penthouse Pet, September 2005.
Yes. Yep.
How exciting.
It was very exciting. Very exciting.
And you, I was reading a little bit of your background. You're from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, I am.
Now, how did you end up in Penthouse being from Cleveland, Ohio?
I was kind of bored, you know, with how things were going.
And why? What were you doing? How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. Yeah. So after high school, what were you doing that got so boring?
I went into real estate and property management. Uh-huh. It was just the same old thing every day, and my boyfriend and I have, you know, like 3 years, we were having our little problems here and there, so I was like, I need to change some things up. So actually I just went online to a bunch of different like modeling websites and contests and stuff, like the Maxim contest and, you know, all that online
had
stuff.
Had you ever modeled before?
Never. Wow. I just took some home taken pictures on like the digital camera with like the little timer thing, and then you go run and like pose.
Really?
that's the first time Penthouse saw me was with those pictures. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Stacey Valentine, the director of model recruitment, got back to me in 3 days. And
wow.
It happened very fast.
Now, you must have some really good self-esteem, though, to do that.
I've always been very secure in myself, especially in my body, how I look, you know, personality, all of that. It was more fun than anything else. I'm like, the worst thing that they can say is no, they don't want me. Uh-huh. And I get 3 days in LA and get to do a test shoot for Penthouse. You know, I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen.
So she called you in 3 days and said, we want you to come out to LA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What did your boyfriend know at the time?
Yeah, so he was cool about it, and he's, you know, all of a sudden we start getting along again, of course.
Right, he's not gonna let you go. All of a sudden you're the trophy girlfriend.
Right, totally. And then I went out there and I shot with Ken Marcus, mm-hmm. and he was like, how many times have you, you know, how many photo shoots, what have you done? I was like, well, you know, here. Today, yeah. Right.
Hello.
Now. Hello, you're my first one.
So you never had your makeup done.
Never.
You had never had all of that.
New. All of that was new.
How exciting. What
so
were you
cool.
thinking as you were going through this?
I was just thinking this is the greatest thing right here. If I get in the magazine and get to do everything else from there. I mean, I didn't even think long term. I was like, I just want to get through this, you know?
Right.
So I had no idea what I was going to do long term with it.
And so tell me about your days. So what were the setups?
The setups.
What were you doing?
They were actually at Ken's studio in Hollywood. And, you know, it was just very basic, you know, in the shower and in the hot tub out back and everything. And it was a lot of fun. He was really patient with me, which was great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So you do your 3-day shoot. Mm-hmm. You go back home to Cleveland. And what happens? What's it like once you get home?
I tried not to think about it too much, just because I didn't know what was going to happen. They said it could take up to 5 weeks before they decided
I
was going to be in the magazine or not.
That's a long time.
Very long time.
Wow. And was it all of a sudden less glamorous? Were you like, did you see Cleveland in your life in a different?
Oh yeah. Once I got out to LA and I just saw it, you know, I didn't get to see too much because I had people driving me around, but you know what I did see, I was like, this is so cool, you know.
Well, and so, are you back here full time?
Yeah, I moved out here.
You moved.
So I moved out here.
When was so? If it aired, it aired. It came out. Your and cover.
Yes, cover and centerfold.
Wow.
Yeah, my first actual layout
photo shoot ever
gets to be centerfold and cover of Penthouse, which
good
is
for
great.
You. So that was September, so that must have been late July.
July 26th it came
and,
out.
So when did you move out here?
I moved out here actually when I signed for Sin City Entertainment. I signed a contract in October.
Now, that's a hardcore company. How did you make that jump?
It took a couple months to decide even if I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the photographer, Ken Marcus. He was always giving good advice and everything. I called him up one day and I was like, what can I do with this? You know, I've never modeled before. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the cover of a magazine.
Right.
Have I went as far as I can go? Can I go farther?
Right.
And he's like, well, probably your best bet money-wise and whatever is to go into hardcore if you could do that. I'm like, oh, no, I can never do that. You know?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that was your first reaction was no way.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And then the more I thought of it, I was like, you know what? It's just a job, you know. But it was very specific. I would only do specific things, and it was kind of my terms. And if I couldn't find a company that would do it on my terms, I wasn't going to do it.
Gotcha.
So through a couple other people that I had met through Penthouse and, you know, making connections throughout the next couple months promoting, I came across some people and met with a couple companies. And when I finally met, Sin City was the last company I met with, and I met the manager and publicist and stuff. They offered me a great deal, and there's no way I could turn it down.
Wow, and you knew that was it.
Yeah, they're really good. I only work with a small group of guys, and, you know, they don't push for anything more than that, and they're very supportive.
Right, and so what was your list of demands, kind of, you said that it has to be like this or else
pretty
I'm not
much
doing it.
it was you know, I only do like boy girl stuff. I don't do any group stuff. Girl's fine, obviously. I don't do any anal. It's just strictly boy girl.
Really? No. Yeah. What about boy girl girl? You won't do
oh
that?
Yeah, I'll do okay. that. Yeah, but so no like, more than one guy in the scene though.
Really?
Yeah. Unless he's off doing his own thing and he doesn't come over by me. But
now, why is two guys so intimidating?
It's intimidating probably because I would only do on film what I would do at home.
Right.
So I wouldn't do any more on film than what I would do in my personal life.
I see.
So at least at this point.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. Never say never,
exactly.
But right now.
Yeah, I never said I would do movies either. So.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you moved out. You got a contract immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how's Hollywood? Are you living the Hollywood lifestyle?
No.
Or are you that girl? Are you the party?
Not at all. I mean, I go out like tonight. I'm going out with the other contract girl, Hannah Harper. But, you know, it's...
And what will these two hot porn stars do on the town on a Saturday night?
We will be drinking quite a bit downtown in L.A. and in Hollywood. So we're going to make our rounds tonight. But, you know, it happens every now and then. But I'm still like the same Midwest girl from back home.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
So let me guess. The boyfriend didn't make it.
The boyfriend didn't make it.
He didn't make the cut. Now, was that you cutting him loose, or could he not handle the hardcore job?
I didn't really tell him about the hardcore stuff because we were just about broken up anyways. And I was just – he would never leave Ohio, and I didn't want to stay in Ohio. So it was kind of like – we parted ways. Actually, we're really good friends now, and he thinks it's great because he can walk around and be like, my ex-girlfriend's a porn star. Look at this. You
right,
know, now
exactly.
It's cool. Yeah, but I send him my movies and, you know, whatever. It's really cool now. I tell him when I'm in, you know, like Club Magazine or something like that, and he'll go and race out and get it and stuff. So we're actually really good friends now. But it was just kind of, he's older. He's set in his ways. He didn't want to leave, and I didn't want to stay. So.
Right. Not a lot of places to compromise on that, is
exactly.
There? What? How about the family? Do they know?
The family knows. They're very back and forth on it. It's like they're not really like supportive. I think actually, I was just
like,
there.
Woohoo, my daughter's a porn star.
Yeah, they're. You know, I think it would be kind of creepy if they were like that. I might have to question that a little. Like, Dad, don't brag that your daughter's a porn star. You know. But I was just back there actually a week ago, and, you know, I think that they're just glad that I'm the same person. I'm not going to get all caught up in all the drama and everything, you know, that there is.
Do you see a lot of drama?
I haven't. I'm very well protected. My Sin City family is very good to me, so they take very good care of me, and, you know, we all kind of look out for each other. I think we get along really well. There's a small group of us, and we get along really well.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the whole CES? Were you out for that? The January Vegas show
all
of that? Oh,
yes. I was out. That was like culture shock, man.
Yeah.
That was so different.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I had Hannah Harper and Barrett Blade and his wife, Kirsten Price. They were kind of showing me the ropes in Vegas. So it was only my second time even being in Vegas. So it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun that week.
And you were signing and the whole, all the fans and everything.
That was crazy. I'm like, you want my autograph? Like, what?
That's cool, though.
Very cool. It was a lot of fun.
Were you, did you go the crazy dressed route with the short shorts and the...
Oh, no, no. They wanted, like, very classic, like, just classy look. They wanted sexy, but, you know, and showing a lot of skin, but, you know, they didn't want you looking like trash at the booth. So they were, they kind of watched and made sure you looked good, you know.
Good.
Yeah, but it's so funny because I Googled myself the other day and I found myself, they were selling those pictures on eBay.
Sure.
And I'm like, what?
Those were up there the next day, dear.
It's crazy.
That's funny. Do you have a website yet?
No, I don't. I'm still shooting
content.
Brand new. I'm brand new. Shooting content you know, just trying to get some new stuff together. I want to put together a really good site. So I'm just trying to compile a lot of content first and put it all out there.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. You said that you pretty much wanted to do on film what you do at home, you know? So I'm looking at this biography that says, your favorite hobby is having sex in public with bad boys.
I do love the bad boys. They're my weakness. The guys that can't and won't settle down. I'm so attracted to that.
Wow.
I know.
Shame on you.
I know. It's so bad. But I'm young, so I can still get away with it.
and sex in public?
Yeah.
Tell me, did that really happen?
It has. You know, it's not like in, you know, a public place with like a million other people like that could see it. But, you know, we try and get away with it whenever possible. Parking lots or, you know, bathrooms at bars or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
What's like the wildest thing you've done?
The wildest? Oh, gosh. Probably my ex-boyfriend and I, we probably just went, you know, we were at a bar and just kind of got it on in the bathroom. That's probably the craziest. I'm not too crazy.
Yeah.
But that would be the craziest.
In a bar and a restaurant.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And were you... Have you always been super sexual? Has this been something that, like, you thought, like, did you think about it? Did you know about porn when you were in high school? And
oh, stuff? Yeah.
I mean, it was something that was...
I always loved watching porn with my boyfriends. It was always, you know, I was always the cool girlfriend because I would sit there and watch porn or go to the porn store and buy it with you, you know?
Right.
That was always fun for me. And I've always, I think it was... When I turned like around 19 or 20, I dated a little bit older guys in like their late 20s and stuff. And, you know, they kind of taught me a few things. So now, now I can go back and teach some other people some things.
Now you're the teacher.
I'm the teacher now.
When you, were you with a girl for the first time on film or had you been with
This is a good story, actually. This happened about a month ago. My first girl anything.
Right. Wow.
And yeah, it was a girl scene. And it was directed by Brittany Sky, actually. It was actually at her house. Okay. So it was all of us there. And it was so crazy.
But tell me everybody that's in it. You.
Me. Nadia Stiles.
Oh, hot.
Yes.
She's been on Julie Land a lot.
Oh, yeah. She was great. And Dragon Lily. I think she's a little newer.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany was directing it. So I kind of pulled her to the side and I was like, you know what? I'm just letting you know, I've never done anything with a girl before. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, I'm like, I might need a little direction or whatever. Because it was also an anal scene for the other two girls.
Wow.
So it was like a double whammy. Two things I've never done before.
Wow. So you were giving it to the other girls.
I was giving it to the other girls. Yeah. But it's a hot scene. I'm tied up to Brittany's bed. And I'm kind of like the little sex slave. And because I didn't know exactly too much what to do with a girl, they kind of took over and they were dominating me at the beginning. And then it was my turn to take over and do the anal to the both of them. So it turned out to be a lot of fun. Nadia was amazing. You know, she totally took it over. So it was very cool.
And you liked it. So you like girls?
You know, I might give it a shot in the future. I really might. But yeah, that was definitely, I was so nervous for that day. I'm like, oh my God, I hope it comes out good.
And that was just recently.
That was in February. Yeah.
Wow. So. So you have a small group of people that you'll work with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to happen? What are some goals now? You've been on the cover of Penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a contract. What kind of things are you striving for now?
Well, actually, I was actually just here yesterday shooting for Playboy TV's Totally Busted.
The oh,
new
good.
Season of
okay.
That. So it's kind of just branching out from that. You know, I have some really good people at Sin City kind of looking out for me and getting me good things to do outside of you know, just the making the movies. And
right.
I also have an option in my contract to direct some titles in the future for Sin City.
Wow.
So I'm trying to, you know, get some directional advice on things to do. So I'm always, you know, peeking over the director's shoulder on set and like watching what they're doing. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
So long term, is this something you think you'll be here for?
I like the business. I like how everyone can kind of just be themselves and do what they want. But as for making scenes, probably the term of my contract. And then after that, I'd like to go behind the camera.
So how long is your contract?
2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, I think 2 years of making scenes is a good way to get your foot in the door. And, you know, I'm always striving to do more and more and more. So, you know, I love working with Playboy TV. That's an amazing opportunity that could, who knows what that could lead to, you know. So
More Playboy TV.
Exactly.
Truly, yeah. Once you get in, they'll use you a lot. That's cool.
And, you know, with Sin City, they have a lot of opportunities directing and in going farther with that, too. So that's definitely something I keep in the back of my mind.
Is Gina Austin a stage name?
Yes, it is.
How did you come up with that?
You know, I have always liked the name Gina. I don't know why. It's always appealed to me. And this is so dorky. I'm going to be made fun of for this. But when I was a kid, I loved the WWF wrestling. So it was the Stone Cold Steve Austin. I always thought he was so hot. So I just took his last name.
So you just stole
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just took it.
Very nice. Well, it works.
It works. It works.
Definitely works. Gina Austin. And any more penthouse shoots?
Not as far as I know. We'll see what happens in the future. Right now, I'm just putting all my effort into Sin City and now Playboy TV. So, right. And I end up in club every now and then. And I think I'll actually be on the cover of Spice magazine, too.
Okay.
So that'll be coming out soon.
You had said also in one of your previous interviews that part of what you liked was the travel.
I love that.
So mm-hmm. What are some great places you've been able to go to because of this?
Well, like the first time I was working with Penthouse, I actually went to Vegas. So that was cool. First time going to Vegas with Penthouse VIP everywhere and
yeah.
The owners of Penthouse and all the girls and all the hot girls and stuff. I mean, that was great. You know, that right there. And we're going to Chicago actually for the Man Cow show later in April.
Oh,
so
good.
That'll be, I don't know the exact date yet, but that'll be a lot of fun.
With Sin City? Or?
Yeah, mm-hmm. With Sin City. Me and Hannah will be on the show. So
oh, good.
It'll be a lot of fun.
He's a trip.
I heard.
Have you heard his show before?
I haven't heard the show, but I've been told to be prepared.
You have to stay on your toes. That man is fast and loud. You got to be ready. We used to go on it a lot.
Really?
And one time, the night before, we all went out and they had too many vodka martinis.
Oh, no.
And so it's a morning show.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to be up early.
And you have to stand. He has everyone
standing
during his show for the energy level.
Yeah.
And I had to sit down because I was so hungover. Oh. And he ripped on me so bad. I'm like, it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's not my You're the ones that just kept buying me drinks. But jeez.
Yeah.
But you'll do good. You got to
Yeah. I've been told got to keep on my toes.
A lot of stuff like that?
I have. We're actually just starting to get into that more. You know, there was so much preparation for Vegas and trying to get some content build up that now I've made the cover of two of my movies. So now that we have those out, we can promote more. So
right.
And Hannah and I, we actually feature dance as well.
Together?
Too. Yes.
Ooh, do you have a name? What's your
Sensation.
Clever. Very clever.
So we've done that a couple times, and that's been a lot of fun to work with.
You guys
with
get pretty nasty, or what do you guys do?
We do. We don't exactly have the dancing quite down yet, so we turn it into like a simulated scene on the stage. So, but I think that works better anyway. So
right. You know, go to the ballet if you want to see someone dance.
Yeah, if you want to see all coordinated moves, go to the ballet. So
that's funny. And how often do you do that?
We've only done it once or twice since December, but we're trying to get things lined up for the future. So
that's a lot of fun, traveling and having somebody to hang out with. That'll be fun.
It will be. And actually, they just started the contest today. Sin City and TLA are doing a skydiving. It's going to be some kind of contest. I'm not exactly sure what the details are. And you enter the contest on TLA's site, and the winner gets to go skydiving with Hannah and I in like June or July, I think it is. So
and you're going skydiving
for the
you're
first
okay
time. For the first time, Hannah's done skydiving many times, and she's this quiet, nice, polite English girl. I'm like, if she can do it, I can do it.
Wow.
So yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
So fans can get a hold of it. Can they at SinCity.com? Mm-hmm. Is that where they should go while your site's getting built?
Yeah, they can go to SinCity.com. I have a lot of stuff on Penthouse.com as well. Okay. You know, you can just write to the, if you want to write me anything, or you can just write it to SinCity's main office, and, you know, they forward everything to me.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. You're so busy. Is there time to date? Are you into finding a guy?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking. It's so hard, though. But I've always been in a relationship, so I'm okay not being in one for right now. I figure, you know, when the right guy comes along, it'll be good. But I've dated around a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's either, oh, my God, it's so cool, you're a porn star. Oh, God, you know, that's bad, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it's hard to find that balance. But right now I'm kind of just, for the first time, concentrating on myself, which is fun.
And what kind of guy are you looking for? What's your type?
You know, he's got to be big and muscular, you know. I've been always so attracted
like
to that.
Like, so, like, no neck big?
Yeah, I love that.
Wow.
My ex
is
a bodybuilder, and, you know, it's so hard to go back to, you know, someone that's not
built
like that.
But you're so tiny.
I know.
You must get smothered.
I love it, though. I love to get smothered.
That's funny. So, bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm. Got to have, like, tattoos or lots of piercings. It's just a total bad boy. I love it. Motorcycles, snowboarding, I mean, whatever. Extreme sports, that kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to get serious? I mean, would you consider it?
I would. Yeah. You know, my thing is I'm totally, totally honest. Like, before we even go out on a date, it's like, you know, this is what I do. Before we even waste the time of, you know, whatever. You know, and I've had a lot of people, oh, you know, thank you for telling me it's just not a good idea. Then we shouldn't, like, date or anything. I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. But I'm not going to – it's very hard to – you know, the first thing you ask someone is, what do they do for, you know, what do you do for a living? So it's very hard to get around that.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could just lie like some of the girls. Oh, I work at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I was at, when I was home last week, I was dancing up on the bar in a hot body contest. And
nice.
I actually had somebody recognize me from the tattoo. I have a tattoo, an armband tattoo, and I had the bouncer came up to me and was like, hey, is it true, you know, you're a porn star or whatever? And, you know, I try and keep it really quiet back at home.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I said, yeah, and whatever. And, you know, that would be my biggest fear, is dating someone really great and somehow, some way, in that kind of situation, find out, you know, that'd be awful.
Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And, I forgot what I was going to ask you. So, anything right now on the line? You got a movie to go to from here or anything like that?
No. The great thing about Sin City is that we do a lot of promoting. And, you know, I do my scenes and stuff, but it's all feature work.
Right.
So, and they also have another line, Mayhem, but I don't qualify for any of that. They do a lot of really
that's
hardcore
part of
stuff.
I'm not
yeah.
doing
that's
stuff.
Part of my not to do list. But right. Hannah, you know, it's funny because Hannah is the really nice, innocent, sweet looking one, no tattoos, you know,
right.
Really soft spoken. Everyone thinks I'm the nasty one,
right?
You know?
Exactly.
And it's so funny because she'll turn around and do all the, like, you know, just the total nastiest stuff that looks so great, and then there's me. Nope, won't do that. You know?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But we do have a movie. The first movie that we're in together is called Inferno, and it's about a bunch of redheads that are sex slaves. And so we all have, like, red wigs on and stuff, and all in this dominatrix kind of look, and it's really hot. So
good.
It's a good scene. So that'll be coming out soon, I think actually in the next week or so.
Any advice for people that want to get in the business?
Stick to your guns. If you know, you're your own marketing tool. Your body's your business, and I mean, it's you're like the CEO of it, you know.
Right.
You're the boss, and stick to it, because if you come down and compromise once on something, you're always going to have to do it. So just stick to your guns. If I don't feel comfortable doing it, then don't do it, you know. And
you gotta,
like,
be able to say no.
You got to be able to say no, otherwise you're going to be totally used and abused. Totally.
Congratulations, Gina. You sound like you're going to go a long way.
I hope so.
And we'll be watching. Trust
Good.
Me. Everybody go to SinCity.com and make sure you check her out on Penthouse.com.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to see those photos. And keep your eye out for Gina Austin. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. This has been Hey Julie on JulieLand.com. Talk to you next time.